This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Welcome to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Wrap. My name is Andrew and joining me in the studio for the hour is my co-host for the first time, Torres. We are here for the ICYS, Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program, which is funded by Queensland Government under Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Tyrese, we'll take a few minutes to have a chat soon. Are you exciting about co-hosting for the first time today?
I sure am.
Yeah, you're nervous or you're...
I'm a bit nervous, but I can get through this.
Yeah, that's all right, buddy. Don't stress about it. We'll nail it easy, mate. Great to have you on board, champion. We should have a good hour. We'll also be speaking with the lovely Sam from ICYS, Ipswich Community Youth Service, Community Youth Response Diversion Team. That'll be the first time on the radio for Sam as well. So stick around, join us over the next hour while we have a laugh and getting to know people. But first, let's get underway with a song. We're going to take a break on the wrap. Thanks for joining us. You're with the team from Ipswich Community Youth Service. Get set for work, ICYS Wrap. Broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au and Switch Brisbane. Okay, it's time to find out about our co-host, Tyrese. Hey, Tyrese, you're back, buddy?
I am back.
Okay, mate. You recently started the Certificate 2 in Kitchen Operations at TAFE with the Get Set for Work team. We might ask you a few questions, if that's okay, mate.
Sure thing.
Okay. How did you hear about the course, Tyrese?
I heard the course through school.
Oh, okay.
Yep. From Redbank Plains State High School.
Redbank Plains State High. Okay. Yep. Were you interested as soon as they told you?
Sure thing. Yeah. I was like, yep, I'll take that.
What, to get out of school or
A bit of both.
A bit of both,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good old Redbank Plains High, mate. It's a good school.
Mm-hmm, sure thing.
How are you finding the course overall?
Oh, amazing. Really amazing. Nice to meet new people.
Yep.
Making new things. And, yeah.
That's great, mate. I've been sort of observing you for the last 5 weeks, mate, and you are doing extremely well in the course. Should be proud of yourself, buddy. Were you nervous about starting the course at TAFE and meeting new people? Did you know anyone?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous, but I did see one guy I knew from my school. His name's Dom. When he walked through those doors, I was like, yes, it's finally someone I knew from school that I actually talked to. But I was very nervous. And everyone that was there was nervous. I can see from everyone's faces. But you'll get through it. I'm just going to say that. You can get through it.
Yeah, no, and I've observed exactly what you've said, mate. Majority of people do not know sort of each other. But, you're 5 weeks into the course, and by the looks of it, most of you are friends, and you've probably made some friends for life out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lots of good New South Wales people and supporters in there. That's what I think, anyway. What feedback would you give to other listeners who may be interested in joining the course? Tyrese, would you recommend it?
Yes, I would. I would just, if you're interested to look for a course to help you in somewhere in life, probably this will actually help you for the world.
So do you think it's sort of a good starting point for people that have been disengaged from, school or employment?
Yep. Yep.
Something to get sort of re-engaged and back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because you will be struggling when you do drop out of school, but this course will actually just pick up off your feet and just go straight there. They will help you.
Yeah. What do you think is the best part of the course, Torres, so far?
The cooking. I love the cooking.
Yeah.
There's just so different food to make, and all the food you make is for those people that you can serve. You can see all their happy faces. They like what they like you make. And just hard work.
Yeah. Some of those foods, mate, look delicious.
Amazing.
I haven't tasted them because I'm a bit on the chunky side, so I don't want to
don't worry.
Eat more and more. But, you guys are doing extremely well with those meals, and the feedback we get is sort of overwhelming, so... Good on you to all of you. Okay, what's your plans once you have finished your course? What's your next step in life?
I was thinking becoming a engineering.
Doing engineering?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
for helping my dad, because my dad do know some things about engineering, and I want to be there to help him out and just like let's have a go at it.
Oh, good stuff.
Because I have no experience of engineering, that's why I want to try something new.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'll probably give that a geeze.
That's fine, mate. We'll jump on board and help you try and jump into that. Righto, mate. We'll take a quick break and then I'll come back and fling some questions at you. Okay, we're going to take a break on the wrap and be back shortly on phoenixradio.com.au and Switch Brisbane. Thanks for joining us. You're with Andrew here from the Ipswich Community Youth Service. Get set for work, ICYS Wrap, broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au and Switch Brisbane. Okay, we're going to continue speaking with our first-time co-host, Tyrese, and also student in the Get Set for Work program, and just getting to know him a little bit better. Tyrese, I've got a few questions, mate. Are you ready?
Yep.
Sure?
Yep.
Righto, buddy. Where were you born?
At New Zealand.
Whereabouts in NZ, buddy?
Auckland.
Oh, Auckland. Beautiful part of the world.
Amazing.
Amazing, okay. How long have you lived in Australia for?
About 6 or 7 years right now.
6 or 7?
Yep.
Okay, sweet. What is the best thing about Australia?
To be honest, the animals.
Animals?
Mm.
Spiders, snakes?
No, not that.
No?
Nah. Like kangaroos, koalas, all of those, yeah.
Are you one of those Kiwis, mate, that are afraid of snakes and spiders and cockroaches and stuff?
Spiders, not really, but snakes, no.
What is your favourite family vacation, mate?
To be honest, going to the theme parks.
Theme parks?
The theme parks are just fun.
What is your favourite one?
The new Joker ride that has been built.
Oh, okay. Where's it? Which
theme park? At Movie World.
Oh, at Movie World? Mm. Oh, okay. You were just telling me about a on the ride in regards to Fro and Nen on the Scooby-Doo ride.
Oh, yes.
Yes? Can Long you give story. Me a bit of a rundown there, buddy? Quick one.
So me and my sister took my Nana on a ride. She didn't really want to do it, but we told her that it will be safe. Like, it will be no scary drops or anything. But she went on. We stood on the line for like a 20 minute. That was a long line. And when we got on it, she liked it. It was like nice and slow until the bit when you go up the elevator and then you just go backwards. Oh, she did not like that. And all those sharp turns you take. Oh, she was screaming. And once we got off that ride, my nana went straight to my mum, and my mum just no, don't do that. Give a big yell.
Yeah, a bit of a prankster you are, by the sounds of it. What's your biggest fear, mate?
Biggest fear? Wow, heights.
Heights?
I really don't like heights.
Oh, okay. So no job in construction or anything like that to you?
Hope not.
What is your favourite game or sport to watch and play?
Rugby league.
Rugby league.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you support?
Broncos.
God help me. I'm going to have to change states and move in a state on radio, I think. But, that's okay, mate. Yeah, everyone has their downfalls, but carry on. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The honest butter chicken.
Ooh, butter chicken.
Butter chicken.
Ooh, nice.
All the way.
I'd say producer Russell likes that because he's sitting here shaking his head at me. Yes.
Nice.
How would your friends describe you, Therese?
Funny and loud.
And loud?
Ooh. Very loud.
I don't see that in you at TAFE. I think I see the opposite.
You will see it soon. Trust me. I'll be loud.
Righto. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have?
Speed.
Speed?
Speed.
Okay. Any particular reason?
To be fast, to be honest.
Okay.
Like the Flash.
The Flash, oh, there you go. Jeez. Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I know you're only young. You know, you've got your whole future ahead of you, but where do you see yourself?
5 years, hopefully in my own house.
Yep.
Probably with my new car. Beautiful girlfriend.
Beautiful girlfriend, yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, just a lovely couple.
Oh, no doubt, mate. I'm pretty sure there's going to be heaps of ladies out there chasing you after this. Russell's question to you. Marvel or DC?
Ooh, I'll pick Marvel.
Marvel. Marvel. Right. Okay, can you give me a reason so Russell can hear it?
Oh, every Marvel movie I've seen is just shocking. Like, it's amazing. Oh, you see all these characters and everything. Oh, amazing.
Okay. Well, you've got the ticket of approval from Russell because he's sitting here nodding his head and giving you the thumbs up. Righto, we're going to take a quick break on the wrap and be back shortly on phoenixradio.com.au and Switch Brisbane. Tyrese, now on the radio, we have one of my fellow ICYS Hello. Colleagues, Sam, who is a part of the Community Youth Response Diversion Team out that way. Welcome to the radio, Sam. What's happening at ICYS today for you?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, just a bit of a catch-up day, catching up on work, and looking forward to having a chat with you guys.
Oh, okay, we're not interrupting that long lunch you normally have every Wednesday, are you?
No? No, this is my lunch break. Thanks,
Andrew. Okay. I'll speak to the boss and see if I can get an extension.
Thank you.
Tyrese, I'm going to let you interview Sam if you'd like to, mate.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, buddy, you fire away.
Okay, Sam, can you explain to our listeners what your role is at ICYS, and how long have you been in it?
Well, I've only been working at ICYS for about 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but my role here is to work with young people living in the Ipswich area who have been involved with, like, youth justice or police, and then if they're disengaged from education, that's where I step in. And my goal is to get them back into education, either a flexi school or mainstream.
Oh, nice.
And she does a great job too.
Thanks, Andrew.
Next question we have: Can you give us a bit of background about your employment before you started your new role at ICYS?
Yep. So I'm originally a high school teacher, and I teach English. I still do that part time, but I've worked there previously, and then before that, I worked at a before and after school care, and my first job was at Target.
Oh wow!
Not bad.
Jeez.
The old Target, see? That's where you start off, buddy. You make your way up.
You got to start somewhere, hey? Exactly. You got to start somewhere.
What is the best part of your ICYS job?
I really like being able to build connections with young people and just see them make positive steps towards, like, a better future for themselves. I think they have so much potential, and it's just so rewarding working with young people.
Oh, wow. Next question. Do you enjoy working closely with the CYRD team? Have they welcomed you?
Oh yeah, the CYRD team is awesome. They're so welcoming and supportive. I was lucky enough to have Andrew show me the ropes, and obviously he likes to give a little bit of cheek here and there. Bit of friendly competition in the office, I think, with the New South Wales and Queenslanders around.
You need that, Sam. You've got to have that.
Yeah, so it feels like I've been there forever. They're a really great team.
No dramas. No doubt your teaching role and current role are quite different. What is the best part of each role? As there's quite an age difference, I suppose, Sam, between both your roles.
Yeah, so with teaching, I work with mostly senior students and just trying to get them through to complete high school. I guess I like the structure of teaching. You know, you've got your lesson time, lunch times, everything's by a bell. But then also with this ICYS job, I kind of like how it's not so structured. And I guess you can just do that more individual support, fun activities, and getting to know families and young people.
Yeah, those longer lunches that you talk about.
Yes. I'm not so sure about that.
No, you're doing an amazing job, Sam. We're going to take a quick break on the wrap. Be back shortly on phoenixradio.com.au and Switch Brisbane. Thanks for joining us. You're with the team from Ipswich Community Youth Service. Get set for work, ICYS Wrap. Broadcasting on phoenixradio.com.au and Switch Brisbane. With me in the studio, I have Tyrese, one of the students from the Get Set for Work program, who's co-hosting for the first time. You doing okay, mate?
Yep, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think you're doing fantastic. We also have the lovely Sam from Ipswich Community Youth Service. We've just asked her a few questions about her employment and history, and now we're just going to find out a bit more about Sam and throw some random questions at her. You all good, Sam?
Can't wait. Yeah, I'm good. Bring it on.
Righto then. Don't be shocked with some of them.
All right. First question is going to be... first question comes from producer Russell. Marvel or DC?
Oh, look, I'm not really big into the superhero thing. I'm not going to lie. Can I say Harry Potter?
Yes, well, Russell's sitting there shaking his head. Nodding his head, so, yeah, no, you've got the thumbs up from Russell.
Awesome.
Oh, there you go. You happy with that, Russell? Yeah.
Harry Potter, not bad.
Not bad.
All right, next question. What is your favorite thing about your career?
Young people. They're funny. They've got so much life and energy, and I just like working with them, help them achieve their goals. Seems like you guys are a bit the same.
Yep.
What about us old people? Aren't we fun?
Nah, not as fun, Andrew. Sorry.
Okay. That's a bit nasty, isn't it, Russell? How long have you been a teacher for, Sam?
Well, this is my 5th year teaching, so, I'm getting stuck in.
Well, you only look 20, so what did you start when you were 15?
Oh, yeah, probably 15, yeah.
Jeez. What motivates you to work hard?
I think I'm just motivated by making a positive impact on other people's lives. I really enjoy helping people, so that motivates me to work hard.
Yeah, okay, sweet. That's great.
That is great. Jeez. Wow. What are your hobbies?
Oh, okay. I love getting out in nature, going to the beach, going for a hike. I have a dog, a golden retriever, Lily, and I love doing anything with her. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. And I really enjoy going to brunch with friends.
Wow.
Very active and social.
Very.
Yeah, very social.
Have you travelled before? And if so, where have you travelled?
Yes, I love travelling. I've done a fair bit. So most recently, I went to the UK and Abu Dhabi. And before that, I spent a year living in Canada. So I did lots of travel there and in the United States.
Nice.
And then I've done a little bit of Japan, Bali, Hawaii, New Zealand, etc. Yeah.
Where do you fit that in when you're trying to be a teacher?
School holidays.
Oh, right. That's right. Those 13 weeks a year you get...
Yeah, that's it.
What has been your favourite travel destination, Sam?
Canada for sure. It is amazing. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. The mountains are just, magnificent. I can't even put it into words. Okay. Definitely my favourite.
I'll get there one day.
You have to.
I think this is a good question. Where would you like to travel next?
Well, I actually had this conversation this morning with Andrew because I had a dream last night that I went to Norway. So Norway is at the top of my bucket list.
That's a crazy dream.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, random one.
It is random. It ties in with today, I think.
What makes you laugh the most?
Look, that's a pretty hard question. But I think just like being with my friends and having a good time makes me laugh. But I will mention there was a moment where a student farted in my class once, I've never laughed so hard in my life. It was, I'm pretty sure I was crying. So yeah, farts definitely make me laugh.
Nice.
Oh, that poor kid.
Yeah. She was pretty embarrassed.
Oh, girl.
She
was a girl.
Sam, what is your proudest accomplishment, I suppose, in your young life?
Well, I guess it would probably tie back into my travel. Like, I'm pretty proud of moving to Canada on my own. I moved there on my own for a year, and it's something I never thought I would have done, but I think it's so empowering. And I think if any young person gets a chance to travel on their own, I would just say do it, because it's made me grow so much. So that's definitely my biggest accomplishment so far.
Okay.
Yeah. And you said that was your first time going to a...
It was my first time going to Canada. I'd travelled before with friends and family, but I'd never done anything like that. But, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's good to do something new for the first time.
Yeah. Yes, and I highly recommend it to young people. It was the best experience.
There you go, Tyrese. Good advice, Sam. Aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without?
That's tough. So I'm pretty social. I'm always going to see friends, going to do things. So I would have to say my car. I'm pretty reliant on it.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, a bit boring that one, sorry.
there is such thing as a public transport.
I know, but it's quick, it's easy.
I would have took my phone.
Gets you from A to B. Yeah, I think I could live without that. Maybe not forever, but definitely for a day, I could go without it.
All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one. In 5 years, I want to still be working with young people, definitely. And then personally, I think I would hopefully like to own my own home, do a bit more travel, maybe have some kids. I'm not sure about that, but we'll see.
Maybe, eh?
It's maybe. A maybe. It's not sure, it's a maybe.
Not sure.
It's either kids or buy some more pets.
Yeah, another dog.
That's great, Sam. We appreciate you taking the time to come on and have a chat to us and letting us get to know you a bit better. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I've loved being on.
We'll let you get back to your lunch. Anything you need to say, Tyrese, or anything?
Hope you have a lovely lunch.
Oh, thanks, Tyrese. It was great chatting with you.
Cool.
You too.
Thanks, Sam.
Alrighty, see you guys. Bye.
See ya.
Right, I want to take this opportunity to thank Tyrese for joining me in the studio. You've done very well, champion. It's not easy being your first time on the radio, but you've excelled, mate, so you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Also want to take the time to thank Sam for letting her sort of letting us get to know Sam, especially during her lunch break. We also wish to thank producer Russell, Phoenix Radio and Switch Radio for giving us the time today. Even though you are a Queenslander, Russell, we do appreciate it.
Thank you, Russell.
That's all we have time for today on the ICYS Wrap from Ipswich Community Youth Service. Get Set for Work program. Be kind, be safe. Goodbye. See you next week.
High-achieving Year 12 students who put the University of Southern Queensland first on their QTAC application could become rewarded. Automatic scholarships up to $29,000 are on offer. Make USQ your first choice and join the number one university in Australia for graduate starting salary. Visit usq.edu.au/becomerewarded for more details.